ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, April 11th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Social media has allowed us to consume content in ever shorter snippets, from the stream of consciousness that is Twitter to the universe of bite-sized videos on TikTok. It's also given us deeper access than ever to other users' personal experiences, be they fun vacations or dances, or more serious topics like healthcare diagnoses. So, what impact is all of that content having on our brains? And in particular, the developing brains of young people? On today's show, we return to the potentially harmful effects of social media, and TikTok in particular. Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon will discuss what researchers are learning about TikTok's impacts and what users can do to protect themselves. That's after these headlines. A big reversal at Twitter. CEO Parag Agarwal tweeted last night that billionaire Elon Musk has decided he will not join the company's board of directors. The announcement of the reversal comes after Musk spent the weekend tweeting criticism about the social media company in a series of provocative posts. Musk remains Twitter's biggest shareholder, and Agarwal said the company would remain open to his input. Musk didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. A new report predicts that information technology spending in Russia will drop drastically as global sanctions from the country's invasion of Ukraine take their toll. The research group International Data Corp expects IT spending in Russia to drop by 39% this year from last. On top of the sanctions, cloud computing providers like Google, Microsoft, and Amazon say they've halted sales or stopped taking new customers in Russia. The moves are expected to lead to widespread shortages of hardware and cause challenges as Russian businesses replace Western software with open source or locally developed alternatives. The latest COVID lockdowns in China are having ripple effects across the globe, putting pressure on already strained supply chains. Beijing is trying to contain the country's worst outbreak in more than 2 years by locking down tens of millions of people, mostly in and around the industrial heartland of Shanghai. Among the Western companies affected are Apple and Tesla, who've seen some of their component suppliers' factories shut down. The problems are particularly acute for Tesla, whose facility in Shanghai suspended work late last month and has yet to set a date for restarting production. Last Friday, the first completely private mission to the International Space Station blasted off from Florida.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Go Falcon, go Dragon, Godspeed, Axiom 1.
The trip was arranged by Axiom Space, which sold tickets and hired SpaceX to ferry the private astronauts to the ISS. They are expected to spend 10 days on board the station. Ahead of the flight, former NASA astronaut and Axiom chief astronaut Michael Lopez Alegria addressed what he saw as the trip's potential.
This is opening a new era in human spaceflight. We are taking the first step in a next generation platform initiative that's going to bring working, living, and research in space to a much broader and more international audience.
More such missions are on their way. Last year, Axiom said it signed an agreement with SpaceX for 3 additional trips to the ISS. And who wouldn't like a robot assistant to help out around the house?
Astro, bring this sippy cup to the living room.
That's our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. She got a chance to try out Astro, an invite-only $1,000 three-wheeled robot with multiple cameras and sensors from Amazon. For 2 weeks, Joanna and her family brought Astro into their home. Apart from delivering drinks, Astro can play videos on a built-in screen, and once its navigation system learns the layout of the house, it'll start turning up wherever it thinks it can be useful.
Multiple times a day, Astro just decides it's going to get off its charging station and go hang out in the center of the kitchen. And every time I just see Astro sitting around, I wonder, why aren't you cleaning the floors like all the other household robots?
Astro also has built-in facial recognition technology, so it can find someone in the house or spot unfamiliar visitors. But as Joanna found, having a robot that's always looking for your face can be a bit creepy. It could also raise some people's concerns about privacy. She asked Amazon's SVP of Devices and Services, Dave Limp, about where all the data gathered by Astro goes.
That's all processed locally. None of that goes to the cloud. The vector doesn't go to the cloud, nothing.
For added security, users can also turn off Astro's cameras and sensors with the touch of a button. So, is Astro poised to become a vital member of Joanna's household? To find out, you can check out her full review at WSJ.com. All right, coming up, a feature-length movie? Too long. A book? Too dull. Even YouTube videos may not hold children's attention. How is social media affecting kids? We'll discuss the latest research after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Parents often worry that new technology is bad for their children. Now, there's a growing body of evidence suggesting that social media, and in particular TikTok, is affecting young users, and in some surprising ways. Last fall, our sister podcast, The Journal, spoke to one young girl who started developing physical tics that her doctor believes she got from watching TikTok. At first, it was just an occasional, uncontrollable jerk of her neck.
And over the course of about a week, those neck tics became more frequent and more severe to the point where my ear was almost touching my shoulder and my neck would be so sore I could barely turn it from it happening constantly. Every 10 minutes I'd have a 2 minute just spasm of my neck, not being able to move.
Beyond that, there's also new research suggesting TikTok, with its scroll of super short videos, is having an impact on users' attention spans. So, what can be done about it? Joining us to discuss all of this is our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. Hi, Julie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Julie, you reported last October that doctors around the world were seeing an increase in the number of young people who had these physical and verbal tics, and they were linking that to TikTok. Can you just briefly remind us kind of what happened, what they saw?
Sure. Starting in the spring of 2020, girls all over the country and even in other parts of the world started showing up in doctors' offices because their parents were concerned about them. They were blurting out words uncontrollably. They had physical movements that they couldn't control. And, you know, doctors were trying to understand what was happening. And what they found was that a lot of these girls were saying the same words and were exhibiting the same physical movements. And when they drilled down to what was going on, they discovered that a lot of the girls were watching the same kind of TikTok videos of people who say they have Tourette syndrome.
So we're about 6 months on from when you first reported on this, and there's been some more research done. So what have they learned about this phenomenon?
We've learned that it's become more widespread than I even realized several months ago. So, for example, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention took a look back at emergency room visits for mental health issues over the course of the pandemic. And what they found was that the proportion of girls showing up in emergency rooms for tic-like behaviors had tripled over the course of the pandemic.
Who has this been affecting?
Well, it's been mostly affecting adolescent and teenage girls, which is, you know, kind of unusual because they were watching so-called Tourette videos on TikTok. But what the doctors have discovered is that Tourette syndrome really affects far more boys than it does girls. And some of the tic-like behaviors that are associated with Tourette syndrome, they come on, you know, when boys are young and kind of happen a little bit more gradually. For a lot of these girls, they had developed these tics seemingly overnight. And they had very complex tics and multiple types of tics rather than just one or two, which is more common in Tourette syndrome.
So have they found any way to combat it or to break these girls of the tics that they're developing?
Yeah, what a lot of these girls were actually diagnosed with was what's called a functional neurological disorder. And the way that that differs from Tourette syndrome is that it's not tied to an underlying disease, whereas Tourette syndrome, you know, has an underlying nervous system disorder. So what they found to be helpful for these girls is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is kind of a form of talk therapy in which kids can learn how to essentially control their thoughts and unlearn this behavior.
What has TikTok said about this happening?
TikTok has said that they, you know, have consulted with various experts who have cautioned that correlation does not mean causation when it comes to girls developing these tics and watching videos on their platform. And what they've said is that, you know, they feel like their app is a way for people to express themselves and fight mental health stigma.
Now, there's also concern that TikTok might be limiting young people's attention spans. I feel like this is something we hear about with all sorts of new technologies. So can you tell us what the difference is here? I mean, how significant is this?
Yeah, I mean, this has been happening since, you know, parents were concerned about children watching TV shows. So it's not necessarily a new concern. But what's different about TikTok is that the videos tend to be very short, much shorter than even YouTube, where this same phenomenon has been noticed by parents and experts. There are a lot of TikTok videos that are like 15 seconds long, and it's one after another video. So, you know, what I wanted to look at was whether these particularly fast-paced and very short video clips are having a significant impact on kids' brains. And there was a really interesting study done out of China. They were looking at Douyin, which is the TikTok equivalent in China, made by the same Chinese parent company that owns TikTok called ByteDance. And this study found that the personalized videos that the app's recommendation engine shows users activate the reward centers of the brain. And that's compared with the general interest videos that new users to TikTok see. So once the algorithm learns your preferences, it shows you more tailored videos that it knows you will like. And so the brain scans of these Chinese college students showed that the areas of the brain involved in addiction were highly activated among the people who watched these personalized videos on TikTok.
So as the young people who are using these platforms grow up, do these effects continue?
I talked to one researcher who actually looked at a group of young adults and looked at their attention span after being exposed to digital media. And he followed up with those same people 5 years later to test the theory about whether, you know, your brain would change in a meaningful way farther into adulthood to see if their attention span had increased. And what he found was that they still had a lack of attention span even 5 years later. So it's not great news for adults either. But what's particularly concerning for children is that their brains aren't fully developed. The prefrontal cortex of their brain, which is the part associated with impulse control and executive functioning, isn't fully formed until age 25. So it's a lot harder for kids to have the control to say, okay, I'm going to stop watching TikTok or YouTube or whatever, and I'm going to switch now to doing my homework or something that's less inherently rewarding.
And has TikTok responded at all to this?
What TikTok said was that they want younger teens to develop positive digital habits early on and that they've made some changes to help kids curb extensive app usage. One of the things they've done is for TikTok users who are between the ages of 13 and 15, they won't allow the app to send them push notifications after 9 p.m. TikTok also has worked with some of their creators to make videos that they periodically show users in their For You feeds to remind people to take a break, go outside and get some exercise or grab a snack.
And what about parents? I mean, what can they do to help their kids get through this?
You know, a lot of it is just kind of giving back kids what is being taken away by screen time. So, you know, one of the simplest kind of maybe obvious seeming things to do is find a lot of other things for kids to do so that they're not on screens all the time. Making sure they're getting exercise and free play, especially for younger kids. Those are really important ways for kids to build attention. And so, you know, that takes planning, whether it's enrolling kids in after-school sports or finding time on the weekends to go on family hikes or arrange play dates, anything that can get kids outside, exercising, playing, those things are known to build attention. Same with good sleep. A lot of experts say sleep is really essential for your brain to recharge and to enable your brain to focus and pay attention. And teens are really suffering from a sleep deficit There's no doubt about it. And a lot of it is kids are up all night looking at their phones. And so one, you know, simple thing to do is just make sure phones don't, other devices don't go into the bedroom at night. And then another thing is, you know, these platforms have some really nice built-in tools that allow users or parents to set screen time limits on the apps. And, you know, people should know about those and make use of them. So TikTok, for example, has what's called family pairing, which requires parents to create a TikTok account and link it to their teens. And through that, they can establish screen time limits.
I feel like these are all good pieces of advice for myself, too, right? Like, put your phone down, go outside, take a walk, read a book, all of these things. Maybe we should all be trying them. All right, that's our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. Thanks so much for joining us, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.